Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone. It's Belinda Ellsworth, your host of Work From Your Happy Place. At Work From Your Happy Place, you can count on hearing two great interviews a week, one from our business entrepreneurs, as well as our artistic entrepreneurs. But I like to bring you a little dose of business strategy, happiness, or anything that just might be helpful in your overall quest to work from your happy place and have a better business and better life. So today's Tuesday tip is a really important one, and that is enthusiasm. Why is enthusiasm one of the absolute key ingredients to your overall success? Why is that so important? How do you get it? And then how do you have more of it in your business? So that's really what we're going to cover today. The first thing that I want to say is that enthusiasm is so important because people mirror what you put out. This is the absolute first rule of sales or doing business with anyone and helping that individual to feel comfortable, to feel confident, to be excited about their purchase or about their experience. Think about this. When you go at something extremely enthusiastic, excited, you're confident, you have energy, that person that you are talking to will bring back and mirror that exact same energy. They will be confident with you. They will be excited with you. They will start to be passionate with you. And this is going to cause that individual to want to do more business with you or have a greater experience. It will also cause that individual to find that the experience they had in purchasing from you or working with you to be so great that they're going to want to tell others about it as well. So enthusiasm is incredibly important. Now, I'm going to give you a real life example, and this just happened to us yesterday. And I was planning my daughter's senior pictures. She was pretty excited about it, and she was also really nervous about it. And I had been looking for a really great photographer, and I thought that I had found the perfect one. My daughter wasn't exactly so sure. She had seen a lot of the photos, and they seemed so professional that my daughter said, I want it to just make sure that it's me and it's natural, and I'm just really nervous about it. And she was days leading up to it, even on the drive there. And I said, honey, it's going to be great. These pictures are going to look wonderful. You know, just tell her you're just want to be yourself. And so she's like, okay. And we get there and immediately the woman is just so enthusiastic. She is just like, oh my gosh, you are so adorable. This is going to be so much fun. We are going to have a great time together. Show me what you've got. Show me what you brought to wear. Let's figure out what we're going to do first. And my daughter fell right into it. And then she started taking her first pictures and she was, oh my gosh, that is so great. You're such a natural. Oh, do that again. Oh, this is going to look so incredible. The more that the photographer showed her enthusiasm, her passion for her work, the more that my daughter, I watched it right before my eyes, my daughter relaxed. Not only did she relax, she jumped right into it. She followed the woman's cadence. She started, you know, twirling. She started doing all these different poses. And then she was like, oh, what about this? This is so cute too. She was even finding really cute places within the city that this would make an awesome picture. And at the end of the day, my daughter was beaming and just said, thank you so much. This was such a wonderful day. I had such a good time. I know these pictures are going to be really, really good. And she was happy. So this is an individual, a 17-year-old girl, senior in high school, who's nervous. She's got a little bit of anxiety about it. She wasn't really sure. She just wanted to be, I just want to be myself. I just want to be real casual. Well, instantaneously, that was gone. And that, my friends, is what really makes that photographer, Carrie Ann, so incredibly good. It was, yes, does she know how to take photos? Lots of people know how to take photos. Does she know how to edit and make those pictures look fantastic in post-production? Yes, she's very, very good at that. But the key to getting a great photo is making that individual feel confident, secure, happy, just elated. And that comes off in the smile, in their poses, in the pictures. And it was because it was a great experience. I have to tell you, I've played in a lot of different bands and I have heard my share of bands. And it is the most incredible thing. People will say, oh my gosh, that band was so good. And technically, the band probably was just okay. I mean, if you would have taken each individual musician and had them play against other incredible musicians, you would find that none of them were like these amazing musicians, but together as a band, they had fun, they created enthusiasm, they got the crowd excited, and everybody was on the floor dancing, having fun, and absolutely loving the band. And for them, that made the band incredible. And they will recommend them to other people for other events, for weddings, for whatever it is they're going to do. And that is why enthusiasm is so incredibly important. So let's talk about then some of the things that enthusiasm does for you. And then we're going to talk about how to get more enthusiastic. So first and foremost is, what is enthusiasm? Enthusiasm is the energy, the intense zeal, the inspiration, the focus, the fervor, the excitement, or the enjoyment found in people when they are possessed by a conscious or unconscious desire to do a thing. That is a great definition of what enthusiasm is. It is a passion that you have. Now, what can enthusiasm do for? We've talked about the other individual that you're working with, but what can it do for you personally? When you are more enthusiastic, first of all, you're having more fun. You can't help it. When we say enthusiasm is contagious, it's contagious for yourself even. You can feed off of your own enthusiasm. Enthusiasm brings about happiness, and happiness and enthusiasm can trigger creativity and ultimately will help you be more successful. When I get really excited about an idea, I have to tell it to somebody. And I jump on the phone and I'm like, I had this brilliant idea just now. And I tell it with such enthusiasm that the other person is like, oh, yeah, I can see how that will work. And then I'm just talking it out. A lot of times they bounce an idea off of me and I'm like, oh my gosh, you're right. That is brilliant. And then I add it to my idea. And the next thing I know, I have a solid business strategy planned out and ready to go. And it all started with sharing my idea enthusiastically with other individuals who then, you know, gave me that feedback. But you know why they gave me good feedback? If I went to them and said, oh, you guys, I'm kind of thinking about this idea. I don't know. Like, what do you think? I will tell you right now, the other individual goes, well, I guess it could work. I mean, I'm not really sure. Of course, you have to think this and this could happen and that could happen because you laid it out to them like you're unsure about the idea, that you don't even know if it really is a good idea. So they mirror you and they respond back with, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess it could work, but it'll be tough. Trust me, I know. Because I've gone at it like that. And then I've been super excited. And typically this is how I roll most of the time. It's like, oh my gosh, I just had an epiphany. This is what I'm going to do. And then people are like, oh, that's brilliant. Oh my gosh. And then you know what you could do? And then you know what you could do? And you could even do this. And in that, I get the best of people sharing ideas with me. Not, I don't know. And that's because you go at it with the, I was kind of thinking about this. So the more enthusiastic you are, it actually makes you happier and it actually can create more creativity, which ultimately will get you more success. So let's talk about some of the other things that enthusiasm can do for you. One, it can bring about more self-belief. Now, we all know that believing in yourself is probably one of the ultimate important things that you need to have. You need to believe in what you're doing, believe in the product or the service or whatever it is that you are doing. If you believe in it, that passion and that just confidence, all of that is going to come out. And oftentimes I've said as leaders, we need to show people that we believe in them first, because oftentimes people need that belief from someone else, which triggers that belief in themselves. But if you're enthusiastic, it actually builds your own belief in yourself. Why? Because I already said, it's like contagious to you. Enthusiasm is contagious. And many of you know this. I mean, have you ever been to a big sporting event and then all of a sudden the crowd is going wild? As the crowd is going wild, the rest of the crowd goes wild. People start to see people doing the wave. They get up and do the wave. This might not be something that they would have ever considered doing on their own, but it is contagious. The louder people are cheering, the more excited they are, the more other people feel that they can be excited. They get wrapped up in that. I've gone to sporting events that I honestly, honest to goodness, could have really cared less about the outcome of the event. And I'm being super honest here. Of course, I would like the team that we're going to see to win. I mean, that's always more fun. But most of the time, I could seriously care less about the outcome of that event. And yet, I have left so excited about an event and thinking, what a great game. You know what made it a great game? What made it a great game was the enthusiasm of the crowd. And then everybody getting excited. And then you start to feel like this intense, like, you know, excitement is happening. And now it's down and you're biting your nails down to the last minute of the buzzer going off and whatever it is you're watching. But it's just so incredible. And that is a good example of showing how enthusiasm is contagious. Here is another really funny example. And this is just how people are passionate and excited, say when they're doing a live on Facebook, or maybe they are doing a DIY craft project. I mean, honest to goodness, how many of you have sat and watched someone sit and make a birdhouse or may do a painting, and you are never going to probably do that yourself. You are probably not ever going to make that thing that they're doing or go out and do this craft and buy all the materials. And however, you sit for sometimes the whole 45 minutes to an hour. I have sat for an hour and watched people make paper products, make cards, and do scrapbooking. And I'm not going to do that. I'm not. There is no way that I'm going to take the time and do that. However, I watch the entire thing. Why? Because the person doing it is doing it with such enthusiasm and excitement and passion that you can't help but watch. That's what enthusiasm is. And the more that you are out there, you're putting it out there, you're excited about what you're doing, you're telling other people, they're getting excited with you, that causes you to believe more in yourself and what you are doing. So it builds belief in yourself. It also can help you counter the horrible habit of procrastination, because when you get really excited about something or enthusiastic about something, you want to jump to it right then. You want to get at it and get going. And just that talking about it or talking with someone else about it or thinking about it or writing it out, all the things you need to do to finish this project, suddenly can help you get up and finish the project. If you're just like, okay, I need to probably sit down and do this, we can think of 5 other things that we need to do besides what we need to do at hand. But if I'm excited about it and I start telling a couple of people what my outcome is going to be and how excited I am about it, it makes me get up and want to take care of it. So it can help with procrastination. We've already talked about it's infectious and it is contagious. But guys, I hear from people all of the time. I think I'm a pretty enthusiastic individual. And I really do just love life. I know that I'm on a dance floor and I can just be having the time of my life. I know that a lot of people used to think, oh, like just out there dancing crazy, laughing, getting the whole crowd involved and off of their seats. I've done that at weddings. I've done that at conventions and events. And I've actually had people walk up to me and go, oh, how much have you had to drink tonight? And I'm like, honestly, I haven't had anything to drink tonight. Or I've had one small glass of wine. It doesn't take me to feel inhibited in order. It's just my natural state of being is it's a habit I've created is what it is. And I know that it makes people happy and it makes me happy. So why in the world wouldn't you want to be that other than sort of a downer? Like what? That makes no one even want to sit and talk to you. And so I've always been super enthusiastic. So here's what I get a lot when I talk about this. Well, that's just your personality. And I don't have that personality. It's really hard for a person like myself. And I always say, you know what? It is a habit that I have created. And so you can create those habits too. You know, really, I'm an extrovert, introvert, or whatever they call. And I can be extrovert when I'm out and about with people, but I can be just as happy sitting at home by myself, reading, listening to a podcast, doing a puzzle. I mean, I can entertain myself pretty darn well and be pretty happy doing it. But enthusiasm, when something really great happens, and I've taught this to my children, and it's become a habit in them. When something really great happens, you have to like outwardly show it. Woohoo! You know, I used to get up and jump around on my floor with some of my employees here when we had a lot in this office at one time. Every time we'd get a speaking engagement, I'd put on really great music and make everybody get up and do the happy dance. And there was a few employees at the very beginning that were like, what? And I'm like, come on, get off your seat. Let's just move. But the more we did that and the more that we got a booking, guess what? People started to get excited when I got bookings because they liked to participate in it. And so it started to create a habit in them, many of them of which were not of that personality type. So I always say to people, you just need to practice, just like you do with anything. If you want to be more enthusiastic, then start practicing it. And remember, what you put out, people will mirror back. So that's our tips today on enthusiasm. hope you enjoyed it because it's an important one. And I want you to start writing down right now, what can you do today to have more enthusiasm in your life and in your business? Because not only do customers and clients mirror what you put out, but so does everyone else around you. Oftentimes your family, your kids, even your spouse when you're super excited about something can get excited about it too. So hope you have fun with it, everyone. And we will see you next time on Work From Your Happy Place.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.